The Alabama House has approved a $4.5 billion education budget that fully funds the Alabama Reading Initiative, $40 million there, but also restores money for lawmakers to provide money for special projects in their districts, otherwise known as PORC. It eliminates funding for most museums, theaters, and other non-state agencies, including the Alabama Shakespeare Festival, the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute, Children's Theater, and AIDS Alabama. Joining us this morning is Kathy Hyers, the Chief Executive Officer of AIDS Alabama. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Did you see this coming?
Well, yes, I can't say we didn't see it coming. Every year there's a debate about funds from the Education Trust Fund going to non-state agencies. However, I hate that we're lumped in with what other folks do consider pork or fat, because we are actually in the classrooms providing HIV education to our young people.
What types of services will suffer because of these cuts?
AIDS Alabama has administered this program for many years with a $250,000 annual allocation. With it, we were able to go into the public schools in all 67 counties of Alabama and teach our young people how not to contract HIV disease. I think this is a pretty critical service. I also think we did it in a very cost-effective way. Last year, we educated over 350,000 people. That's less than $1 per head. Unfortunately, the school system doesn't have the money to provide this education, yet it's mandated by the state school superintendent. So they look to us, which is appropriate. We are the experts about HIV and AIDS, and we want to be in the schools teaching our young people about the disease. We're looking to our legislators to find a way to reinstate this funding, because I do feel it's critical.
They said that that's not likely, though, in the next coming years, anyway.
No, it's not likely, and it scares me, to be honest with you. We have almost 2 new infections in Alabama every single day, and about half of the new infections are young people. So if we're having just about 1 new infection per day of young people, I shudder to think what the infection rates are going to go to if we don't provide this education in the public schools.
Now, how much of your budget is appropriations from the trust fund? Because I read it was somewhere around $66,000, $67,000 a year, but you say that's a bit misleading.
That's only for one quarter. The amounts that were listed in the newspaper were for the final quarter, October through December of 2003. So for a full year, it was $250,000.
What's the alternative for you? How do you deal with this?
Oh, it's tough. There are 10 AIDS service organizations across the state. They partner with the schools to provide this education, and unfortunately, many of them have had to lay off their educators.
Is this the only place you're seeing cuts from the legislative funds or foundations getting a little stingy? Is public money up or down?
I think public money is down as well. We are trying to overcome some of these losses with fundraisers, and we're not being very successful because a lot of people have been cut. This is not a good time to do this either, because in the southeastern part of the United States, HIV disease is just exploding. We have 46% of the nation's new cases.
Kathy Hyers from AIDS Alabama, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Steve.
Kathy Hyers is Chief Executive Officer of AIDS Alabama, headquartered here in Birmingham.